And local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News Time, now 8:27, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Wednesday. We are pleased to have with us Lisa Keith, David Trailer Zoo Director, joining us via the KVUE Sutherland studio line as we speak.
All right, Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Nice to have you here. Appreciate your time, as always.
Oh, it's a fun morning. I bet, you know, if you were a duck, a frog, or a turtle, you're pretty happy this morning.
So how's that baby vulture doing out there?
Oh, doing really well. Actually, we have a little quiz on Facebook right now. We found out the sex of doodles. So if you have an idea whether it's a boy or a girl, put your guess on there.
May have to do that. How
boy, it's a boy.
Okay, we'll see if you're right.
All right, Lisa. Before we jump into our main focal point here today, how is the zoo grounds, aside from close to saturated here at this point in time with the rain that we just got?
Well, plenty saturated. The grass is green. We have lots of pretty flowers, but the river is high. Hopefully the rain will subside and the river will go down, so we don't have to worry about any flooding issues.
Well, if we can get past Thursday nights, we're going to have a warm, dry spell. So that will be coming by the time the weekend gets here. And it'll be perfect for Friday night, because Friday will be sunny and 80. And you have big doings this Friday night, don't you?
We do. Starting at 7 o'clock, we have our strolling show event, and we're going to be strolling through the zoo from 7 to 8:30, so people can come out and enjoy the zoo in the evening. Normally, I would say when it's a little cooler, but honestly, it's been a really nice early summer, so yeah. It hasn't been too bad. So people can come out and stroll through the zoo. Our keepers are going to be out. They're going to have some stations in the zoo talking about enrichment and the importance of that and the animal welfare of our animals. And then at 8:30, we're going to close up the zoo, and everybody will move down here to the Zoo Education Center, and we'll have some activities down here before the movie starts at dusk. And our movie is Home on the Range. It's a Disney movie, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool deal. What goes into the picking, the selection of the movie each and every time that you have this?
Well, we always try to find something that, one, is kid-friendly, family-friendly, and that we can kind of tie some education values to as well. So this movie just happens to be about an outlaw who tries to take over a dairy farm, and the animals kind of fight back to take back their farm. So it's kind of a same theory about animals that, you know, the people take over where they live, and the animals, you know, have to have a place to live too. So it's talking about human encroachment. So.
All right. So that will be at dusk. So where exactly will the movie be shown specifically, Lisa?
Here at the Zoo Education Center on the lawn. So be sure and bring your lawn chairs. I would say sleeping bags for the ground, but it might be a little wet. So lawn chairs would probably be the best, unless you want to bring a tarp to put underneath your sleeping bag. You might bring some bug spray and come enjoy the movie. We will be playing it off the back of the building.
Okay.
Instead of the big screen, that seems to be better with the winds that we seem to get around here. and last year it worked really well. So that's what we'll be doing. We have Country Mart has donated Tootsie Pops and fruit snacks. We're going to be popping popcorn. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch donated all the pop for the kids. Dave's Pumping Service will have their little porta potties out here for all the people. But and of course the Emporia Friends, the zoo, all the docents will be here too. So huge thanks to all of them for helping put this free event on for the community.
Absolutely free. Strolling and showing at the David Traylor Zoo. Things start at 7 until 8:30. The stroll and then the movie at dusk, Home on the Range. And, boy, they've got popcorn and candy and pop out there for the kids. Going to be a great night. And so this is your first stroll and show. How many do you have planned for this year?
This is the only one.
Okay.
We just do one a year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Back in the very beginning, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, I think we had three. But after the first year, we tried them in April, May, and June. And April and May just didn't work out very well. So we stuck to June.
Understood. Okay.
I thought there was more than one. I thought I remember something about
yep,
that.
Yep, you and me both.
I'm remembering 10 years ago. Is that good?
Yeah. It is. Well, it's good that you can remember.
Man. Well, Lisa, let me ask you, what else you got cooking at the zoo that's not construction-related at this point? You mentioned Doodle. What else do you have that's going
house,
on right now?
Open house, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Open house is sneaking right up on us on June the 26th, so it's that one day during the year where people can go behind the scenes. So from 1 to 3 on June 26th, be sure and come down and join us. Again, we'll have some free popcorn. We'll have some activities throughout the zoo, a bouncy house for the kids. So, yes, come down and join us that day as well.
Yeah, save the date, June the 26th, the Sunday, 1 until 3 at the David Traylor Zoo. And, yeah, it's an opportunity to, as Lisa mentioned, get behind the scenes out there at the zoo. All right, construction-wise, where are we at?
Well, we're still waiting on our parking lot, but like I said, we know it's coming this summer, so hopefully soon. Also, the Zoo Education Center is underway. It's we're working on stuff with a contractor. We will be starting that construction late summer, early fall. Yeah. So that's going to be happening. So, yeah, that's where we are right now.
How important, Lisa, is this work specifically to the ZEC for what you guys do at the zoo?
Well, you know, the education department is a huge part of our mission. We couldn't do what we do here and meeting our mission of conservation without our education department. And we have outgrown this building. We reach anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people a year with our education programs, and our little one classroom just isn't big enough. So this building is going to double in size. We're going to go from one classroom to two indoor and one outdoor classrooms, and I think people are going to be amazed at what it's going to look like. So I think it's going to be great for the community.
Well, we're already amazed on the transformation that is already taking place as part of the OASIS campaign, but still a ways to go, still many improvements to make, and we just cannot wait. Now, how has attendance been this year, Lisa?
You know, it's been steady. It's pre-COVID times. It's wonderful.
Good.
It's great. You know, and I think we work really well with the other six accredited zoos across the state, and they're all feeling the same effects. Everybody is back out and enjoying the outdoors and the zoos, and so that's great news. We love to hear that people are getting outdoors and enjoying fun things with their kids.
All right, well, give us the strolling show time again here this weekend, Lisa, this Friday.
Yes, again, Friday night at 7 p.m., stroll through the zoo until 8:30, and then here at the Zoo Education Center, the movie begins at dusk.
All right, before we let you go, what do you have for us?
Oh, well, Ron, did you hear about Farmer John?
I did not hear about Farmer John.
Okay, well, he was so interested in conserving energy, he built a pig-powered car. He had to get rid of it, though. Do you know why?
Why?
Every time he turned a corner, the tires squealed. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Lisa. Oh, all right, tire squealed.
Oh, man, that's a good setup.
That puts me in a good place. I'm in a better place now.
Puns do that to you.
837, our newsmaker brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, good morning. It's 837.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car.